rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week prior to the celebration of Christ's birth, and our Issues, Etc. tradition is to ask our listeners to answer a simple question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'd like to know which one it is, and especially why it's your favorite this year. You can give us an answer to that question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also send us an email with your answer, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Listeners with the best votes win a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. So what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's begin with Ron's vote. He is voting for Once in Royal David City. He says, grew up attending the Cadet Christmas Concert at the Air Force Academy nearly every year. That hymn was always in the program with an amazing soloist. Great memories every time I hear it.
Once
Thank you.
That is the Elizabethan Singers with the Christmas hymn, Once in Royal David City. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a vote via Twitter at issuesetc or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Susan is voting for God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, contemporary for its day, love the melody and verses we seldom hear. Here's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, sung by the King's College Choir. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're getting your answers to that question. You can answer it by giving us a call live on this Thursday afternoon, December the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE. Listeners with the best votes win a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us your vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. David in Kansas says, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." It's a traditional German folk song that beautifully draws out the imagery of Isaiah's prophecy of the Messiah.
Oh,
Lo, how a rose e'er blooming, sung by the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. By the way, tomorrow on Issues Etc., Pastor Will Whedon of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever will be alongside to study that hymn. He says it has a very interesting history of turning it from a Roman Catholic song to Mary to one to Christ. When we come back, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity, stability, solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up the prophet Joel with Valley of Jehoshaphat, Valley of Decision, Glorious Future. And then we launch into Ephesians with Introduction and Greeting and Spiritual Blessings. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org. or your favorite podcast provider.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We love to hear your answers. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org via Twitter at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, purchase an e-gift card from Concordia Publishing House. Learn more at cph.org, cph.org. Sean in Statesville, North Carolina says, my favorite Christmas hymn usually changes from year to year. This year, A Great and Mighty Wonder tops my list. The gentle melody is easy to follow, and the refrain constantly reminds us to proclaim Christ's birth to all. Stanzas 4 and 5 are my favorite, reminding us that we adore the Christ child because he has ransomed us all from the wages of our sin. All idols shall perish, Satan's lying shall cease, and the Christ has decreed an endless peace.
Repeat our hymn again. To the
That's the choir of the Abbey School, Tewksbury, with A Great and Mighty Wonder. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'd like your answer to that question. Give us a call on this Thursday afternoon, December the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Listeners with the best votes win a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Leah in Minnesota says, "It came upon a midnight clear. The first two verses use beautiful poetry to give the singer a mental picture of the angels coming to the shepherds. The third verse addresses how we need Jesus and the peace he brings. The fourth verse points out the fulfillment of the promise that the prophets foretold and the promise God gave to us after the fall. Other than that, I just love singing the harmony line."
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of touch their hearts.
We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Thursday, December the 23rd? We want to hear from you, the listeners with the best votes, win a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. More of your favorite Christmas hymns after this.
The Faith, Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Unshaken from Psalm 16:8 is the theme for the 44th academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and encouraging spiritual growth. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the support page. Or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Thursday, December the 23rd, we're getting your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You answer that question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesztc.org, a tweet at issuesztc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. From Heaven Above to Earth I Come is a favorite of several of our listeners. Rick in Wausau, Wisconsin says, LSB 358, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, all 15 verses. Why? It's a great preaching hymn, much like Luther's other hymns, especially LSB 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice. I feel like all 15 stanzas would fit nicely right between stanzas 6 and 7
of dear Christians. Also, Ted in Kansas says, from heaven above, it's easy to sing, and it has a lot of the story in the verses. Was it Whedon who said on the air that it was also a play his children or any children could act out for family and friends and audience? And then Mark, from heaven above to earth I come, because it so clearly and simply presents the gospel of Jesus Christ in all its wonder, grace, and glory.
From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. To you this night is born a child of man.
The Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, sung by the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can answer the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesztc.org, or a tweet at issuesztc. Listeners with the best votes win a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Nathan votes for Peace Came to Earth, Christian Worship Supplement 707, Peace Came to Earth by Jaroslav Vajda. Its beautiful lyrics capture the theology and meaning of the Incarnation, while the refrain is simple enough that my favorite memories include Sunday school kids belting it out joyfully on Christmas Eve. The Christmas hymn, Peace Came to Earth. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We are answering that question on this Thursday, December the 23rd. Listeners with the best answers to the question get a recording of more than 60 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Answer our question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc, via email, talkback@issuesztc.org, or Twitter at issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Is it possible for the Apostle Paul to teach the doctrine of faith alone without using the words faith alone? Find out in my column in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesztc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Katie Price Vogel writes about her journey from the false assurance of works in Roman Catholicism to the true assurance of Jesus' accomplished work in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
The Magnificat, the Benedictus, the Nunc Dimittis, the Gloria in Excelsis, you know all of these. They are the Christmas canticles, all sung during or near the incarnation and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. They all come from the first two chapters of Luke. Well, if you want to learn more, now's your chance. Pick up your copy of the December issue of the Lutheran Witness, where you'll learn all about these canticles and how they proclaim Christ and Him crucified. To learn more, visit cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you living in central Iowa and longing for a church where the gospel is boldly confessed in all of its purity? Are you tired of hearing the latest purpose-driven How to Live Your Best Life Now TED Talk? Are you desperate to hear the preaching of the cross, which brings you and your children the knowledge, peace, and comfort of the gospel? Then come to Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Located in Carlisle, Iowa, at the southeast corner of Des Moines, we're a short ride from everywhere in the city. Visit our website, holycrosscarlisle.org.
Ad Crucem wishes all our friends and customers a very blessed Christmas and a peaceful New Year. It is easy to get caught up in the materialism of the age and forget the true meaning of Christmas. May we rejoice with the angels, shepherds, kings, and Christ's family for the gift of Jesus, the Holy Lamb of God, who brings us His peace today and always. All God's blessings to you from everyone at Ad Crucem.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Thursday, December the 23rd, we're answering our traditional Christmas week question of our listeners. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And getting their answers, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your answer to that question, talkback@issuesztc.org, a tweet at issuesztc, or answer it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Here is one from Angela in Canada. Angela says, "May Christ's peace be with you this Christmas. In previous years, I would have said that my favorite Christmas hymn is Of the Father's Love Begotten without hesitation, and it remains a close second. This year, I find myself with a new appreciation of Paul Gerhardt's O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. Amidst the troubles of this world with increasing restrictions and the threat of new lockdowns, and as my congregation buried two dear members called to glory last week, I find Gerhardt's words provide tremendous comfort, the reminder that the child in the manger is also the Word made flesh for us, and the risen Lord who gives His servants the crown of life is needed always and particularly now. To find that reminder so beautifully penned provides a great comfort and hope. For this reason, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger is my favorite Christmas hymn. Many blessings to you this Christmas." David says, "My new favorite hymn is one I don't believe I ever actually sung. The words were shared with me recently, and captured the joy of Christmas and the entire gospel, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. And Christy chimes in, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, because this time of year can be hard on those who are suffering or in grief. And Gerhardt, who also suffered much in his life, gives us those words of life to hold on to Christ that joins us in our weakness and will unite everything that has been lost back to Him. Heaven's riches, all our loss retrieving. Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, sung by the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Let's see what Clark has to say, listening in Nebraska. Hi, Clark. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
What Child Is This?
And why is that?
I like it because it talks about Jesus' birth and His death later soon.
Thank you very much, Clark, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Alicia agrees. What Child Is This? This hymn solely focuses on Christ the King and you feel the awe-inspiring peace in the music and the harmony. It humbles me to his greatness, even as a baby. And Vicky says, what child is this? First tune my daughter played at our Lutheran church in Wickenburg 50 years ago. Here is What Child Is This?
What child is this who lives to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing.
Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? You're answering our question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? On this Thursday, December the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity.
stability, solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Catalina Lutheran, Tucson, Arizona. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Terre Haute, Indiana. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Redeemer Lutheran, Chico, California. St. John Lutheran, Corcoran, Minnesota. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. And Zion Lutheran, Muskoka, Illinois. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Go to our Facebook fan page and answer it there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc. If you've enjoyed the sacred Christmas music that you've heard in the last hour, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. We'll begin streaming sacred music for the Christmas season on Christmas Eve. Listen anytime, anywhere at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Tune in Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, and the LPR mobile app. Here's some votes for Of the Father's Love Begotten. Jared in Indiana says, when you hear the cantor I sing this hymn, when you listen to the words the hymn author writes, this hymn is a great summary of who Christ is and his purpose in coming into creation, the promise made generations before, and how they are fulfilled in Christ's birth, the awe of Jesus that all creation bows before him. If you want a doctrinally solid Christmas hymn, this is certainly it, says Jared. Andrew in Des Moines, Iowa says, my favorite Christmas hymn is Of the Father's Love Begotten. It's a beautiful reminder of God's gift to all mankind at Christmas. With the birth of Jesus, it was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, the manifestation of God's plan of salvation for all people at the cost of his Son. I love how some choral performances start with a solo on the first verse, then gradually build to a grand crescendo toward the end with all voices joining in and sounding like the company of heaven. Adding in handbells to the choral performance makes this a truly magnificent Christmas hymn. Nan says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, it's majestic, it prompts adoration evermore, all year long. And Mark in Albuquerque, New Mexico says, I love many Christmas hymns that I have known from childhood, like Angels We Have Heard on High, Joy to the World, etc. I so enjoy singing them again, having come to the Lutheran Church from another tradition that has a dim view of hymnody and holidays. As I read through the stanzas of many of them, I think my favorite hymn is a hymn the church has sung for centuries, Of the Father's Love Begotten. It focuses on Christ, who he is as creator, and the wonder of his incarnation and his virgin birth. Indeed, let no tongue on earth be silent about the Savior of our race. Merry Christmas, says Mark in New Mexico.
Of all things.
That's Of the Father's Love Begotten, sung by the Counter-I of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Sarah's on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, Sarah?
My favorite Christmas hymn is Let Our Gladness Have No End, because I feel that too often as Christians, we aren't a rejoicing people, but Christmas time is the time when we really are, that we recognize that Jesus was born as a man to save us from our sins.
Sarah, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. Let's hear her favorite Christmas hymn. Christmas hymn, Let Our Gladness Have No End, sung by the Children's Choirs of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, on this Thursday, December the 23rd. You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. The listeners with the best votes will receive a recording of over 60 hymns from the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our email address talkback@issuesetc.org. Thank you for donating almost $130,000 to Issues Etc. in the past 3 weeks. With 2 weeks left in 2021, we're $63,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year.
Does this sound like your church budget process at the end of the year? You get last year's budget and go through with a committee line by line, maybe what we should spend next year. Maybe you have a prayer. But where's the Word of God in this process? When do the people hear what the small catechism says about giving and why we do it? Contact us at LCMS Stewardship so that we can help you fix this process, put the Word of God first, and put your congregation on a good footing. lcms.org/stewardship.
Sanctifying your commute with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc. Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
We desire for all Christian children, including those with learning or behavior challenges, to receive a strong education in the faith. At simplyclassical.com, you will find reading, penmanship, and copybook exercises based on the truth, wisdom, and comfort of God's Word. We include Aesop's fables and classic children's literature, math and science, all from Memoria Press. Use promo code LPR22 at simplyclassical.com.
What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. 10 more minutes left for your answer to that question. 1-877-623-6943. Well, Hark the Herald Angels Sing is beloved by many of our listeners. David in Columbus, Nebraska says, God and sinners reconciled, some of the most comforting words in hymnody. And Kimberly in Hamilton, Ohio says, my favorite hymn changes, but this year it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Our church parish administrator died unexpectedly earlier this month. This was the closing hymn at his funeral, and they mentioned how he would sneak this hymn in and out of season because he liked it so much. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Singing this at the end of a funeral really got me to appreciate these words. Here's the King's College Choir with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
That's the Christmas hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Well, according to your votes this year, your favorite Christmas hymn of 2021, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Now he shines the Lord next to heaven.
That's the winner of What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why? Of the Father's Love Begotten. And the winners of the 60 hymn recording of the Lutheran Public Radio Choir are Sarah, caller, Rick in Wisconsin, and Mark in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why has been brought to you in part by Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Faith Lutheran provides a classical Lutheran education for preschool through 12th grade, including live online high school classes for students worldwide. Classes are in real time via two-way video with teacher and student interaction. High school classes include math, science, history, logic, rhetoric, Greek, Latin, music theory, and more. Learn more at flsplano.org, Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. Friday on Issues Etc., we'll study the Christmas hymn, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll discuss holiday depression with Dr. Beverly Yonke. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
In the Confession of Lutheran Dogmatics on Holy Scripture, I seek to expound and defend the doctrine of Holy Scripture in three areas.
Dr. Jack Kilcrease, talking about his new book in the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, Holy Scripture.
One, the absolute truthfulness of Holy Scripture. Two, the Christ-centered nature of Holy Scripture. And three, to expound and defend the doctrine of Holy Scripture in a postmodern environment.
Learn more about Holy Scripture at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.